Welcome to episode 488 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel, from supporting local economies to learning about new cultures. The experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy and George. We're excited to welcome Anna back to our podcast this week. Yay! So the Oasis of the Seas was the largest ship in the world when she launched in 2008. Of course, as of this broadcast, that is way no longer the case. But with every new ship, there are more features added. So in 2019, the Oasis was refurbished to add more of the amenities of her sister ships in the Oasis class. Anna and her family sailed on the Oasis of the Seas the week of Thanksgiving, and she's here to tell us all about it. So let's get started. So how was it going over Thanksgiving? I mean, did they serve Thanksgiving dinner and all?
They did. On Thanksgiving, they had a special Thanksgiving meal. Of course, they had another menu, you know, like just like their regular menu. But then they had a special menu if you wanted the more traditional Thanksgiving
turkey and
meal.
Dressing.
Yeah. And... yeah.
Okay.
I opted out of that. I've had it every year for the last 44 years. And I've had enough turkey to last me quite some time, so I opted out of that. But some of my family got the traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and they really liked it.
Okay, good.
They really liked it, yeah.
So what did it have all the trimmings? Or, I mean, was it like a buffet or something? Or
no, it wasn't. It was actually they brought out a separate menu to the table that had – well, actually, no. I'm sorry. I take that back. It was just like a little blurb on the regular menu, and it was just – it was turkey and dressing – I'm trying to remember what they had, like mashed potatoes, kind of the
cranberries
along those, like, yeah, along those lines. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They really liked it.
Mm-hmm. But no leftovers, no turkey sandwiches.
No turkey sandwiches.
No moist makers.
That's the pits.
Right. Yep.
So tell us about the ship.
The ship was wonderful. Of course, I've done Harmony, which was very similar. But yeah, they've added, you know, Perfect Storm and Playmakers and Lime and Coconut and Ultimate Abyss and all those fun things that we enjoy over, you know, their sister ships. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Was this your kid's first time on an Oasis class?
It was, yes.
So, and yeah.
Yes.
Spoiled them forever.
That's right. I have a video of their faces when we walked in, and they just kind of looked around like, oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it's like walking into a mall. It's crazy. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. A floating city. Yeah, it was really cool.
So, with the kids... So I know I've been pricing out the Oasis lately, mm-hmm. and it's been pricing very, very well for the budget-conscious mm-hmm. client, mm-hmm. But they still get all the benefits of being on an Oasis-class ship.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the reasons that I picked that, because especially with it being around the holidays, because, you know, around the holidays – tends to be a little pricier,
yes.
To travel over the holidays. And Oasis, we really liked the itinerary, and it priced really well for the amenities that you receive in an Oasis class ship. So that's really one of like the main reason that I picked that ship was it priced well for the time of year that we needed to go with, you know, the age children I have. I can't just pull them out of school.
Yes.
So there's certain particular times that we just need to be able to travel, and it priced well. So that's, yeah, absolutely.
Where'd you sail out of?
We sailed out of Miami.
Okay. So flying down there, or did you drive?
We actually elected to drive because, again, with it being a holiday, the flights were a little pricier, and because there were multiple of us going. We ended up driving, which we don't mind a road trip. So it was really,
three Buc-ee's from North Carolina.
Exactly.
Ooh, I still haven't been to a Buc-ee's yet.
Our very first stop was the Buc-ee's in Florence, South Carolina.
Uh-huh. George, you will hit one eventually, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You will. Yes. So yeah, we did end up driving, which was fine. Going down on the way back was a little, not so much fun. It took us quite a bit longer to get back.
Let me guess, you were driving through right there at the Georgia South Carolina line.
It took us 16 hours to get home.
Ooh, oh yeah. Ouch. That sounds about right.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah. And I will say, even the Port of Miami during, like, I've sailed out of Miami before. In fact, I just sailed out of Miami last week. So over a holiday weekend, I've never seen Miami port like that in my life. There was so much traffic, so much congestion.
I can see that because of how it's kind of in the middle of the bay, you know, you have to go out on those. Yeah.
Yes.
I can see that.
It was pretty wild.
And there's only one way to get into it. Unlike at Fort Lauderdale where they've got two entrances.
Right.
So you basically have to go down the bay and then you have to do this like horseshoe.
Like this. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it, oh my gosh, so much traffic.
Yes.
But we got there. It was fine.
Very good.
On vacation. Yay.
That's right.
So I know they had the special meal in the dining room for mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, but mm-hmm. did you do any of the other specialty restaurants while you were there?
The only other one I did was Chops Grill. Mm-hmm. And actually my father and I did that for his birthday because he was on the ship as well. And so we did a father-daughter birthday dinner on his birthday at the steakhouse while we were there, and it was really nice. They sang to him and made it really special, so it was really nice. And then we did I don't really know if you would call it specialty, but we did Johnny Rockets for breakfast.
What's their breakfast?
No, they served breakfast.
they do
and
I've only been there for lunch or dinner.
Well, it's complimentary for breakfast.
Really?
Only on the Oasis class ships. Little trade secret. Mm. Only on the Oasis class ships. That's a tongue twister. It's complimentary. So we went breakfast and had breakfast there. They've got like breakfast sandwiches, potatoes, which is kind of like a hash brown kind of like potatoes. They've got pancakes and all kinds of stuff. It was really good. Yeah,
you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Did you get a milkshake for breakfast?
I did not get one for breakfast. We did have milkshakes there, but not for breakfast because when you have the beverage package, the milkshakes are included. So we did go and have milkshakes.
Nice.
Yes.
So you have a family of five, right? Did you guys all stay in one cabin?
No.
Okay. No. Yeah, mine are beyond that size too. That we're all adults now.
You know? Yes. Yeah. And my oldest was actually not able to join us because of work.
Oh,
but we still, even with there just being four of us, we did side by side balcony cabins. And then we had our steward open up the partition on the balcony for us so that we, you know, could share that space, which was really nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So ocean view balcony, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
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 Because there's other options on an Oasis class.
There are. But yeah, we prefer an ocean view balcony. Same. Yeah.
Same. Very good. And so tell us about any entertainment that you did.
So we did, they have an ice skating show, which was really great. We did go and watch that. We did the Broadway style show on that ship is Cats, which I had never seen Cats.
So it's the actual Broadway Cats, right?
Yes.
That's awesome.
And I wish I had maybe research cats a little more to like really kind of like understand like maybe the background and the story. And I mean, the talent was phenomenal.
Did they cut things out or something?
Well, I don't know, because I've never seen cats, so okay. I'm not sure exactly what. I have no idea.
It's about cats.
It is, but I really didn't understand like exact. I don't know. It was
okay.
Cats okay. to me was a little odd. I don't know. I've never seen it before, so it was a little odd, but. The talent was phenomenal. So, I mean, we enjoyed it.
Have the cat sing memories at the end?
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes. Well, yeah, they did.
Kind of have to. I
think the audience would rebel if you didn't.
They like, probably. We sat through this whole thing and there's no memories.
They did. They did sing memories. Yes. Okay. I think my favorite, though, was the Aqua Theater show on that ship is an 80s themed show. And nice. That was so much fun.
So they were playing 80s tunes and
yes. Oh my gosh. We sang and danced and oh my gosh, that was quite an impressive show. And I love 80s. I love all the music. So that was a real treat. We thoroughly enjoyed that.
That Aqua Theater show is always impressive. I even like going and watching them just when they're rehearsing, you know, and they're all like jumping on the slack line and diving in the water and
they're so talented.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And they pull out that like band and like over the water and it's just crazy.
Yeah. Have like the really high dives on that one too?
They did. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids were quite impressed with that because that was their first, since this was their first time on an Oasis class ship, they had never seen an Aqua Theater show before. So they were quite impressed.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So over on the beach, on the boardwalk, you also mentioned the Sugar Beach candy shop.
Yes.
So now that's right around the corner from the Aqua show. And so you said they had ice cream in there. Was the ice cream extra or was it included because it was kind of part of the meals?
It is extra.
It is extra.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything in there is extra. We didn't get ice cream. But my kids did go in there and get bags full of candy.
So they were wound up.
They were. Yes.
Which, you know, being on a ship is a good place to be wound up because they can run around pretty much as they want.
Exactly. And they can only go but so far.
That's true. That is true. So, did they participate in the kids club?
No.
Okay.
They did not. They just kind of hung with us. They didn't really have any interest in doing the kids club. I told them about it and said it was available and they said, we're good.
Would they have been in the same age group in the kids club?
I don't think so. Mackenzie's 18.
Okay.
She wouldn't be in it at all.
She's aged out. And so I don't, and her brother is 15. And he's kind of an introvert, kind of not really like outgoing, like meeting people. So that just wasn't really his thing.
I think 18 to 20 is a hard age when you're cruising, you know, because you're
Yeah,
not
Connor
in the kids
found
club,
that out. Yeah.
Unless you're on Norwegian. No, just kidding.
Well, there were other people buying him drinks. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what happened on ours too. Yeah. I want to go back to the entertainment though, because I think this is so funny. I'm looking at your notes and you talked about the ice skating show. Mm-hmm. Frozen in Time, One Sky, and then you have a note that says, not quite sure what it was about, but great performing. That is so Royal Caribbean.
Yep. Ice shows, every one of them.
Yeah, the ice show, and then, and One Sky.
Those are two different ones. Okay.
They are. Well, yes, they are. One Sky was another show that was in the theater, and I was like, when I was looking back at like my notes, like from the trip and stuff, I'm like, One Sky, what was that about? and I for the life of me could not remember like what the, but it was, I mean, it kept our attention and it was a great show and the talent was phenomenal, but I don't remember.
I know. It's so funny. 'Cause like I think on the symphony is when they started to narrate the ice skating show. And it was like, okay, now we're going back in time. And now we're, you know, it's like, oh, okay, this makes sense now. But
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what is going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. What about, so, what's the music? I'm sorry, Donna.
Go ahead.
I'm jumping all over the place. What was the music hall?
Music hall. Oh, that is a, it's a two level space. And they did like live music. Downstairs, the lower level had like a stage where, you know, they had live music that would perform. Mm-hmm. They had seating. So you could just hang out and watch music. There was one evening I stopped by there because our cabin was on the same level as like the upper level of the music hall, and it was literally right around the corner. So there was one evening that my crew was just tired, and they said, we're going to the cabin. I was like, okay. So I took my glass of wine, and I just walked into the music hall, and they had live music going and singing Michael Bublé, and nice. There's like seating, like you can like see down to the stage area from up top. There was like seating and stuff around it. And they have a bar on both levels, so everybody stays good and hydrated. but yeah, it was really great space. And then there was one day we went in there to the lower level and did Disney trivia. So like they would do stuff in there during the day, like trivia and stuff like that. So it was a nice little area. Did you kill it
with the Disney trivia?
We didn't win, but yeah, we did pretty well. I joined another like family, and they were like huge Disney fans too. So yeah, we did a pretty good job.
Respectable.
Yeah, it was fun. Nice. So, yeah, that was a cool space.
Cool.
So the one thing that we always have to talk about, the bars. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the bars and the drinks and all the yummy things.
Okay. So, of course, there's the Bionic Bar, which my husband was enamored by that. He was like, how does this work? Because he had not seen one before. That was fun. So we hit up the Bionic Bar. Then they had the new Lime and Coconut out by the pool area, which is multiple levels. I have to say, the one that was down by the pool, there was one day that I think it took us like 15 minutes to even get served because it was so busy. But if you just went up one level right above, there was nobody there.
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah. I just walked up one little flight of stairs, which was right next to the bar. And there was another one right upstairs and got helped just
nice.
Lickety split. Yeah. Let's see. There was Boleros in the Promenade. They serve really fantastic mojitos.
That's where they have like the Latin music and stuff.
Yes,
right? Like
Mm-hmm.
Disney. Yeah.
Cool. Yes, I got a. That was the first beverage I had on board was a mojito from Boleros, and it was phenomenal. Nice. So, what other bars did we go to? They've got many on board.
Yeah, there's a Playmakers now too, right?
There is a Playmakers, yes. I think I counted there were I think 57 or 58 televisions in Playmakers.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I counted them.
That's crazy.
But that was a really fun spot. There was one morning that we were in port and we couldn't get off the ship until I think about 9 in the morning. And there was a really important game that was on TV that morning. So while the kids were sleeping, John and I grabbed coffee and went to Playmakers. And even though it wasn't open, like they weren't serving or anything like that, but the TVs were on 24/7. So we sat at a little table just right outside, had our coffee and watched the game. And that was fun. That was a nice area.
This is soccer, right?
Was a soccer game that was on that we couldn't miss.
That's awesome, though. I mean, I always find that it's hard to find, like, NFL, unless it's a really big, you know, like playoffs or something, and right. And like hockey games, you know, you can always find a soccer game on a cruise ship.
Yeah, yeah,
it's so funny. And I'm like, who watches?
Well, soccer, you know, the rest of the world doesn't think football and basketball and all is quite as important as we do.
Okay, but
no, Scrum, it was great though because they had just different sports and different games going on all of television. So there was something, whether it was basketball, football, soccer, whatever, you could find something that you wanted to watch.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about where you went.
So we went to two of Royal's private islands. So we went to Labadee. And then we went to Perfect Day, and then St. Thomas. So those were our three stops.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was really nice. So we snorkeled in Labadee. Perfect Day, we just hung out on the beach. We just got off the ship as early as we could, and we just kind of made camp on the beach and hung out.
Do you remember which beach you went to?
We did Chill Island.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a nice central location. And then we kind of walked around and meandered around some of the other areas. But we set up camp at Chill Island.
I really like South Beach because it has that bar out in the water. You could do that too.
Yeah.
And all the game, like the humongous chess board and volleyball and stuff going on over there. Not that I'm playing volleyball out there. But it's cool.
No, you'll just watch. We'll just watch the hot guys.
Just watch it. That's right. Yeah. There's like basketball. Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah.
And then St. Thomas, we took a taxi and we went out to Megan's Bay Beach and spent some time out there. So that was really nice.
So that was easy to get just from the port. You didn't have to worry about.
It was. Yeah. It wasn't the taxi was not super cheap, for us to go out there. But it was very convenient. We literally just got off the ship, kind of made our way through and just grabbed a taxi and then whenever we were ready to leave, there's plenty of taxis and people out there at the beach ready to take your money and take you back.
That's cool.
Of course they are.
Yes. So they took us back and it was great. It was really beautiful.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So Anna, is there anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I would add is if you're traveling, cruising over a major holiday like Thanksgiving, just pack your patience.
Yeah.
Pack your patience. There's, you know.
Well, that's kind of true the rest of the year, too.
it really is. But it was great. We enjoyed it. And with it being over Thanksgiving, like, we got to see, like, the Christmas tree. They put the Christmas tree up while we were there. And when we were, like, the last day or two we were on the ship, you know, Christmas decorations were starting to pop up around the ship, like in the dining rooms and in the promenade. They had like the balls with all the lights like hanging from the ceiling. It was really beautiful. So it was a really neat time of year to travel. It was really neat. We really enjoyed it.
I love Caribbean Christmas.
Well, see, I did that too. So cool. We were getting off the ship and they were putting up all the Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So.
That's fun too.
Yeah. It was a really magical time. We really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
Nice. Very good.
In fact, we might even do it again this year. I don't know. We're talking about it.
Hey, well, you wouldn't have to cook.
You better book it soon.
Right?
What are you waiting for? Royal Caribbean. Book now.
That's right. I'll let them do it.
Yep. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, read us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we would love to hear from you. Thank you, Anna, for being here and sharing your trip with us. Yay!
Yay!
So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.